Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That was Ken Rosenthal. Do you think he just kicked someone's ass or he was about to? Noted tough man, Ken Rosenthal.
He ran over a camera guy and then mean mugged him. And then the cameras clicked on and he was like,
at him.
He was like, oh, hey, I guess I'm on camera.
I tried to help him up. Nobody saw that. There's no actual proof that I tried to help him up. But I couldn't believe that happened.
Also, what did he call the Boston baseball
Red
team
Sox.
There at the end? The what?
The Red Sox. Rooting for the Red Sox.
My goodness.
Don't mock him with that. He'll run you over.
I'm not trying to get in any fights.
The Red Sox should be comfortable.
The Red Sox.
Ordway after a tooth procedure?
A couple of, yeah. What?
Let me hear that again. Ken Rosenthal? Again, no offense. We don't want to
fight. The Red Sox should be comfortable.
Oh, it's kind of sexy, too, for lack of a better word. The Red Sox.
Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
And it's the Celtics. Patriots start phase 3 of their offseason program today.
That's the one.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Oh, that one was wet.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Hey, play me Glenn and then let me hear Rosenthal. They were actually pretty close.
Yeah, they are.
Let me hear.
OTAs at Gillette Stadium.
No, give me the one with Glenn saying Red Sox.
Oh,
though.
Red Sox.
That's like
sorry.
One for one.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
The Red Sox should be calm.
No, his is like way more like.
That's dry.
He's like he's sitting by a fire with a glass of wine poured.
Rosenthal's a lot drier than Ordway. I always said that.
Want to give away a pair of tickets to the Celtics.
Who wins a height off between those two?
Ooh.
If it was an old-fashioned height off.
Got to be Glenn.
I think Glenn.
Got to be Glenn.
12 of those, though, were singles.
It's still one of the greatest days in radio history.
That's a lot of singles.
He had a lot of stuff.
A lot of 12 singles?
Yeah.
Oof.
A lot of singles.
All right, good stuff there. Rosenthal, though, I want to agree. I agree with like half of what he said.
Sure.
And the other half freaks me out. He's like, oh, well, the Twins might not trade Joe Ryan, and if they don't, the Red Sox need to go with a free agent. And my God, I mean, they traded Devers a salary. They need to replace it, go out and sign somebody. Like, I do agree with that. The Red Sox should be spending their money. Agree, 1,000%.
Yeah, like, obviously.
But then I also don't love the options in free agency as much as I like the trade options for a starting pitcher.
Dylan Cease and Bo Bichette versus, like, Joe Ryan, Pete Alonso, or obviously Bregman being back in either one of those scenarios. Like there is a big, okay, yeah, you did spend money, I guess, and you were sort of forced because these trades weren't able to happen for a pitcher. Like still, pie in the sky, Tarek Skubal. We'd all be very satisfied with Joe Ryan. And then after that, you're like, I don't know. I mean, I like Dylan Cease. He strikes out a lot of guys. I think he could be good. He's had some really high-end years.
Much prefer him to Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
I think he's, the clear-cut pitcher I would want.
But, yeah, I think there's such a wide range of outcomes for the Red Sox this offseason because there is, like, the best offseason ever imaginable, like Pete Alonso, Tarek Skubal, whatever. But then there's also, well, you got Mackenzie Gore. You did not get Pete Alonso. Joe Ryan didn't get traded. Bregman's gone. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a whole bunch of stuff that can happen. You're like, man, this team was knocking on the door. They were in the playoffs last year. It feels like they're not that far removed from being in the World Series. But just depending on the outcome of 2-3 players this offseason, it's going to be a huge difference.
Bichette, you mentioned that name.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Joe Ryan here in a moment. But Bichette, Brad Foe wrote about this yesterday. He said, according to multiple sources, the Red Sox are showing interest in free agent infielder Bo Bichette.
Okay.
Who happens to be a former teammate of Greg Breslow. I guess they were minor leaguers together.
How is that the case?
I think Breslow was either on a rehab stint or was back in the minors at the end of his career, and Bichette was on the way up.
Craig Breslow's 45? How old is Bichette?
Hang on. They
27?
Yep.
When did they overlap?
They overlapped. Where is it? Don't make me read this whole
story. Well, sorry. So he must have been like 18 or something?
Yeah, they overlapped in double A, I thought it was.
Okay.
Maybe. The Blue Jays signed current Sox chief baseball officer Craig Breslow to a minor league contract in 2018.
Yeah.
Where they overlapped, yeah, double A New Hampshire, Keith. How about that?
Oh, they were with the Fisher Cats?
Apparently, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good ballpark right there.
It is.
Yeah, right there on the river.
But that's a name that you've brought up many times. Very interesting. Yes. I feel like you've been bringing that name up for a long period.
All around
now
that
Bradfo
one.
Now Bradfo says they're in.
Yeah. Huh. Although I wonder if he truly is an infielder or if he's also just a DH.
Well,
we'll see.
He's a middle infielder is how Passan referred to him, but then Passan's like, he's not playing shortstop.
No.
So he's either second or maybe third or perhaps a full-time DH. But Passan did say teams are looking at him at shortstop. Not every team.
No.
But there are still teams considering him at shortstop where he was bad defensively last year.
If they can't get a pitcher, would you be okay loading up with bats, or would you just say, like, you needed the pitcher?
I mean, I think they need bats more than an arm, so I guess my answer would be, yeah, I guess I'd be okay loading up with
like
bats.
Like Bregman, Alonzo, Bichette, just right. Get all those guys?
Right. Like something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I would be more okay with that than missing out on the bat and overcompensating with pitching.
Yeah.
Justin is in D.C. on Joe Ryan. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, gentlemen. It sounds like Joe Ryan is not going to move based on Passan's report about the Twins fantastically having two aces, which they don't. They probably don't even have one. And then Ken Rosenthal's report, too. So I have kind of two interrelated questions for you. Number one, Craig Breslow focused on the trade deadline 2025 on a guy who probably was never available. So does that impact how you view his stunning incompetence when it comes to everything outside of the offseason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And then number two, in baseball, typically you evaluate a front office with going into the season with a roster and then a contending team like the Mariners, like the Blue Jays, like everybody we saw this season goes out and drastically improves that team at the trade deadline. Craig Breslow, we've seen for 2 years in a row, drastically makes our team worse at the deadline. So does that give you a curve for how you should grade his offseason this year?
Yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays drastically improved at the trade deadline.
They added a Cy Young winner in Shane Bieber, who was lights out in the playoffs. Well, yes, they did drastically improve.
No, he was lights out for one start in the World Series. I mean, I'll give that to him, but he had an ERA over four entering that last start. They had one very, very good start. You're not wrong about that. But I don't think that was a crazy, massive addition for them, Justin. And no, now if they don't get Joe Ryan, I blame Breslow for that.
Well, if Joe Ryan goes somewhere else.
No, he said, I'm sorry.
That's what different. If Ryan doesn't move,
I got to blame Breslow for Ryan not moving. I get what he's saying. Like, he was too preoccupied with a piece that was never going to move.
Yeah.
But I think I read Passan's story differently than he did. He said the Twins are definitely moving one of Ryan or Lopez. Now, he might, meaning the caller, Justin, might think it's more likely that Lopez moves.
But
he might be
also,
right. But, like, I don't think it's crazy to say Joe Ryan might move. I mean, that's what Passan wrote.
Yeah. And if he moves and if he goes somewhere else and you find out what the asking price was and they weren't willing to do it, then that's something you kill him for. That felt more like a Heim Bloom thing where he was just afraid to deal the prospects. Mm-hmm. I don't think Breslow's afraid to deal the prospects. I mean, he traded Kyle Teal. Now he got Garrett Crochet in return, but Kyle Teal for some might have been like, oh, you got to hang on to this guy. He's the future, blah, blah, blah. So he's able to move him. If Joe Ryan doesn't get dealt and the Twins are just like, oh, nope, we're keeping him and we're going to, you know, try to win the Central or whatever, like, I'm not going to lose my mind. But you can't then be like, all right, let's go get Dustin May. You know, there's a big difference between, hey, Joe Ryan didn't get dealt, but you still want a pitcher, identify a pitcher, and you get some scrub. You got to go out and get somebody good. Now, whether that means Dylan Cease or whether that means Mackenzie Gore or another trade, you better have a plan B, C, and D.
Yeah. I'm looking over, a couple of different things. I mean, if Ryan doesn't move, I don't blame Breslow for that. If Ryan moves somewhere else, then we'll probably blame Breslow for that. And trust me, I'm ready to blame Breslow with some of the things I'm hearing this offseason. Like, if it's Bregman or Alonzo, I hate that. If
that
the best you're landing is like Mackenzie Gore, I don't like that either. Looking over Bieber, though, people way overrate Bieber. Bieber had one awesome game against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was really good in the playoffs. In
5 1/3. No, he's really good in like one start.
Okay, one start.
He also lost the final. He's the one who lost game seven. He gave up the home run that lost game seven. He had two other outings that went less than four innings, and he had an okay start against Seattle, 6 runs, 2 earned. But he also went 3 2/3, 2 earned, 2 2/3, 2 earned, with 3 runs in that first game against the Yankees. Like, he was not
– yeah.
I mean, he was a Cy Young winner. He was also hurt when they acquired him. Like, I think – look, other teams – Seattle added at the deadline and had an awesome deadline. If you want to tell me they did a ton to help their team at the deadline, I agree. I wouldn't overrate what the Blue Jays did at the trade deadline.
Yeah, no, because that was a name at the moment when it came out. You were like, oh, should the Red Sox have gotten him? And you're like,
Yeah, he was fine.
Like, I liked the guys that the Mariners got. I was like, oh, the Mariners in real time, it felt like, helped themselves, and they did.
They absolutely loaded up.
No, the other one was more of a, all right, well, that's a contending team that made a move.
The Padres, like, loaded up at the trade deadline. Yeah. They didn't win, but those are teams that went all out at the deadline, not the Blue Jays. They added a hurt pitcher. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Red Sox. You're going to hear Mike Vrabel in the 1 o'clock hour live from Foxborough as the Patriots get set to take on the Bengals this weekend. And on the way next, we haven't gotten to this yet, Keith, although I did hear listening to Greg and Ninkovich and everybody else talking about it this morning. Bill Belichick, maybe his lowest moment yet. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.